All right, everybody, welcome back. I'm so excited for this deep dive.
Yeah, this should be fun.
We're looking at this description online for a course called ChatGPT Mastery, a 40-step video guide.
40 steps.
40 steps. That's a lot of steps, right? You know, everybody wants to master AI these days. It's like the hot new thing.
It is the hot new thing, for sure.
So they're promising to make you a master in 40 steps. And, I mean, I don't know about you, but I kind of want to dig into that.
Let's dig in.
See what's really going on here. You know, is this really going to make you a master, or is this just hype?
Well, they say it's the ultimate game changer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, ultimate game changer. They say it'll take your productivity to new heights. So, you know.
So it's going to completely change your life.
Basically. I think that's what they're implying.
Yeah. And who are they saying this is for? Who are they targeting with this?
It sounds like they're targeting people who are ambitious, like the go-getters.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people who want to, like, dominate their field, you know.
Right.
Crush the competition.
Crush it.
So are they using the right language, do you think? I mean, is that effective?
Yeah, is this really hitting the mark for people who are serious about AI? I don't know.
I think it depends on the person. You know, some people are really drawn to that kind of language, like the, you know, be the best, be at the top.
Yeah.
But others might find it a little bit much, you know?
Right. They might be like, whoa, 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 hold on.
Yeah. Back up a little.
Yeah. Tone it down.
Yeah. But I think it's definitely meant to catch your attention.
Oh, yeah. Definitely get you hooked.
Yeah.
So, okay. 40 steps.
40 steps. What does that even look like?
What are they actually covering in this thing?
Well, they talk about this thing called prompt engineering, which is like a fancy way of saying.
What is that?
Knowing how to talk to ChatGPT in a way that it understands.
Ah, so you're like really mastering the way you give it instructions.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like you're the conductor and ChatGPT is the orchestra.
I like that analogy.
That's a good one.
And you have to, you know, give it the right cues to get the music you want. Okay, so it's more than just typing in like a basic question. You're really crafting.
You're crafting. You're being very specific. You're using the right keywords. You know, you're thinking about the structure of your prompts.
Okay. That's interesting because I've definitely run into that where it's like I'm asking it to do something and it just totally misses the mark.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, how do I even like explain this to you?
Right.
So maybe this course could actually help with that.
Maybe. They also get into maximizing paid features, which is interesting.
Paid features? What's that all about?
So you know how ChatGPT has like a free version and a paid version?
Yeah.
They're saying this course will teach you how to really get the most out of that paid version.
Oh, so you're like unlocking the secret levels?
Unlocking the secret levels. Yeah, there are things like the code interpreter and plugins, which can do some really cool stuff.
I mean, if you're paying for it, you want to know all the ins and outs, right?
Absolutely. You want to get your money's worth.
So it's like a power user kind of thing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Power user secret.
That's cool. And they talk about different types of users like... Is this for someone running a business or is this for somebody who's just, you know, trying to improve their own personal skills?
Right. Is it for a team leader, a creative person, a student? I mean, who is this really for?
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that's kind of unclear from the description. You know, they kind of cast a wide net.
Right.
They talk about, you know, dominating your field, but they don't really specify what field they're talking about.
So they're kind of leaving it open-ended.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to appeal to everyone.
Okay, so it's like come one, come all.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think the question is, does it really deliver on that promise? You know, can it really be everything to everyone?
That's a good point, because mastering ChatGPT for writing a blog post is probably different from mastering it for, you know, doing scientific research.
Totally different. Yeah.
Totally different. So that's something to think about.
So there's this sense of urgency in the description, like, you got to get on this now. You got to master this now, or you're going to be left behind.
I'd be a dinosaur. You'll be a dinosaur.
You're not going to know what's going on.
And everybody else is going to be, like, zooming past you with their AI skills.
Exactly. And you'll be stuck in the Stone Age.
Oh, man. I don't want to be stuck in the Stone Age. So is that effective, or is that a little bit manipulative?
I mean, it's a classic marketing technique, right?
Yeah.
Create that sense of urgency, make people feel like they have to act now.
FOMO.
FOMO, exactly. Fear of missing out.
But before we all run out and buy this course,
yeah.
What are some things that people should think about?
Yeah. What are some questions we should ask ourselves before we hit that buy button?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, what are your goals? What are you actually trying to achieve with ChatGPT? Are you trying to write better content? Are you trying to automate tasks? Are you trying to learn how to code?
Yeah, what's your purpose?
Right, what's your purpose? Because if you don't know what you're trying to achieve, then how are you going to know if this course is going to help you get there?
That's so true.
And then also you got to think about the credibility of the course creator. Yeah.
Who is this person?
Yeah. Who is this person? Do they actually know what they're talking about? Do they have a background in AI, or are they just someone who's like jumped on the bandwagon?
Right. Are they actually a master themselves, or are they just learning alongside you?
Exactly. And then you also want to look for reviews and testimonials from other people who have taken the course.
Yeah.
See what they have to say. Did they actually find it helpful? Did it meet their expectations?
Yeah. Did they get their money's worth?
Exactly. And finally, look at the course outline really carefully.
Yeah. Is it laid out in a way that makes sense?
Does it cover the specific topics that you're interested in? Is it the right level for you? Oh. You know, is it too basic? Is it too advanced?
Right.
So those are all things to think about.
Okay. So we've really unpacked this ChatGPT mastery course. We've talked about the good, the bad, the potential benefits.
The hype.
The hype. We've talked about the hype. We've talked about what to watch out for.
Yeah.
So what's the final takeaway?
I think the final takeaway is that while a course like this can be helpful, it's not a magic bullet.
Right.
You're not going to become a master just by watching some videos.
You got to put in the work.
You got to put in the work. You got to practice. You got to experiment. You got to keep learning and growing.
It's a journey.
It's a journey.
AI is always evolving. So.
Absolutely. It's not a destination.
So go forth. Explore the world of AI. Don't be afraid to experiment.
Yeah.
And if you find any cool courses or resources.
Especially ones with bold claims.
Especially ones with bold claims. Send them our way. Because we love a good deep dive.
We love a good deep dive.
Thanks for joining us, everyone.
See you next time.